It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's pain-free Friday. Farrell stole 1 hour, minutes on a mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200, the bad seed of broken into bad apple with a bad attitude. So, let's start with the NBA Summer League, shall we? The Timberwolves beat the Pelicans 98-91. Quiñones with 20 for the Pels. Shannon with 20. 6 boards, 9 dimes for the T-Wolves. Pacers 116-115 over the Cavs. How about Dennis for the Pacers? 26 and 9 dimes. Thunder 90-81 over the Nets. Youngblood with 19 for the Thunder in the win. Kings 84-81 over the Magic. Jones had 17 for Sacktown. Cooper Flagg went 10-6-4 and was 5 of 21 from the floor. He said it was the worst game he's ever played, but the Mavericks won nevertheless, 87-85 over the Lakers. Bronny had a chance to win it with a 3 at the end. Doink. He missed it. Bucks 90-89 over the Nuggets. The last second 3 won it for Milwaukee. Livingston had 18 for the Bucks. And the Spurs beat the Sixers 111-70. Jones, your boy, let me get this straight. I think his name is, because it's Summer League and I don't care. Jones Garcia with the big 24 spot last night for the Spurs. Nice effort there. Let's take a look at Friday's schedule, shall we? 4 o'clock on ESPN. Grizzlies and Celtics. Memphis laying 3.5 at the Cox Pavilion. 4:30 on the Deuce. Hawks and Heat. Miami laying 5.5 at the Thomas and Hack. 6 o'clock on NBA TV. Knicks and Pistons at the Cox. Detroit laying 1.5. 7 o'clock on ESPN. Jazz and Hornets at the Thomas and Hack. Utah laying 6.5. 8 o'clock on NBA TV. Bulls and Raptors. Toronto laying 6.5 at the Cox. 9 o'clock on ESPN. Wizards and Suns at the Thomas and Hack. Washington laying 7.5. 10 o'clock on NBA TV. Clippers and Rockets at the Cox. Clippers laying 1.5. And then 11 o'clock on the Deuce, the Nightcap, Blazers and Dubs at the Thomas and Hack. Golden State is laying 3.5 there. Let's look at the weekend. Saturday, 3:30 on NBA TV. Cavs and Bucks at the Cox. 4 o'clock at the Thomas and Hack on ESPN. Mavs and Spurs. You can watch Cooper Flagg again. 5:30 on NBA TV. Pacers and Thunder at the Cox. 6:30, Hornets and Sixers at the Thomas and Hack. That one's on the Deuce. 8 o'clock on NBA TV, Kings and Bulls at the Cox. 8:30 on the Deuce at the Thomas and Hack, Lakers and Pelicans. 10 o'clock on NBA TV, Timberwolves and Nuggets at the Cox. And 10:30 on the Deuce, Grizzlies and Blazers are the Nightcap at the Thomas and Hack. Those are all of Saturday's games in the Summer League. And send them Sunday to Mecca to Hub, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. Sunday, 3:30 on NBA TV, Suns and Hawks at the Cox. 4 o'clock, Pistons, Rockets at the Thomas and Hack on the Deuce. 5:30 on NBA TV, Knicks and Celtics at the Cox. 6 o'clock on the Deuce, Raptors and Magic at the Thomas and Hack. 7:30 on NBA TV, Heat and Cavs at the Cox. 8 o'clock, Sunday on the Deuce, Nets and Wizards at the Thomas and Hack. 9:30 on NBA TV, Bucks and Clippers at the Cox, and 10 o'clock, the nightcap on the Deuce at the Thomas and Hackett's, the Warriors, who seldom come out to play, yay, against the Jazz. There's all of your summer league games through Sunday. All right, let's go to baseball from yesterday. They played two at Camden. In the opener of the doubleheader, the Orioles had a Gunnar Henderson two-run shot in the eighth inning for his first career pinch hit homer, and the Orioles beat the Mets 3-1. Colton Cowser sparked the rally with a leadoff single, chasing David Peterson, who was announced as an all-star replacement. Henderson connected for his 11th homer against Stanek, a 400-foot blast to right on a 2-1 slider, and the O's took the opener. In the nightcap, Jordan Westberg homered and drove in three runs as the O's completed the sweep of the doubleheader with a 7-3 win. Alex Jackson doubled twice and scored two runs in his Baltimore debut to help the O's win for the fifth time in six games. They get both ends of the doubleheader for the first time since June of 2016 against the Rays at home. We already told you about Gunnar Henderson and his heroics in the first game. And it was for a rainout Wednesday night. Colton Cowser in the nightcap put the O's ahead for good with an RBI single off Hagenman with a two-run fifth inning. Baltimore also scored on groundouts by Jackson Holliday and Ramon Laureano. So there you go. The Mets fell 1.5 games behind first-place Philly in the East after sinking to 14-16 in interleague play, compared to their 39-25 record against NL opponents. They're going to play again on Friday night, but this time the Mets are going to be in Kansas City. The O's continue a six-game homestand with the first of three against those stinky fish from Miami. The Cubs beat the Twins at Target. PCA, Crow Armstrong with two home runs in that one. 8-1, they slaughter Minnesota at home in the last game of that series as the Cubs finally look good. We had the Reds on the run line. They won 6-0 over the Marlins at Great American in the Queen City. They get a split in the four-game set. Spencer Steer homered and Nick Lodolo pitched six strong innings. Ellie De La Cruz singled for his 100th hit of the season, stole second, scored on a Hayes single to put Cincy ahead 1-0 in the first. Steer solo shot, his 11th, made it 2-0 in the second. They rolled from there. They haven't been swept in 30 series this season. It marks their longest streak of consecutive series without being swept to open a season since 1989. How about those Red Legs? The Yankees game was another ticket I cashed at plus 105, and it was a miracle. Anthony Volpe scored the winning run on an acrobatic slide, missing the tag on Judge's sack fly to shallow center in the 10th inning, and the Yankees rallied past Seattle 6-5. On a night that Brian Wu-Tang Clan of the M's took a no-hitter into the 8th inning, Jazz Chisholm singled leading off the 8th for the Yankees' first hit. Wu quickly allowed another single and was lifted after Wells' sack fly shaved Seattle's lead to 5-1. Stanton made it 5-3 with a two-run shot off Brash, and the Yankees were down to their final strike multiple times before tying it on Wells' two-run single off Munoz in the 9th. It was a 6-blown save for Munoz in 27 chances this season. And the first win for the Yankees when trailing by at least 5 runs in the 8th inning or later since beating Texas in 2016. The Yankees completed the 3-game sweep and won its 4th straight following its second 6-game slide since mid-June. They were 0-35 when trailing through 8 innings this season before Spire walked Grisham to load the bases for Judge with one out in the 10th. They got it done. By the way, it was Stan's first career pinch hit home run. The Yankees start up a set with the Cubs. The Mariners go to Detroit at Comerica and face Scooble on Friday night. at Fenway, Rafaela hit a go-ahead two-run double during a three-run seventh inning, and the Red Sox won their seventh straight game, 4-3 over the Rays. Bueller gave up three runs off five hits, including two home runs over six innings. Murphy and Whitlock pitched a scoreless seventh and eighth. Chapman struck out two in the ninth to get his 16th save and 1,300th career strikeout. Caminero hit a two-run homer, and Kim added a solo homer for the Rays. But Boston wins again. In St. Louis, Mikolas pitched two-hit ball into the sixth inning, and the Cardinals easily beat the Nats 8-1. Wilson Contreras homered, and Burleson drove in two runs, and St. Louis won the rubber game of the three-game series. Brendan Donovan had two hits, scored twice, and drove in a run. St. Louis went 5-1 against Washington this year, winning the season series against the Nats for the first time since 2021. Mikolas struck out six and walked one in 5 2/3. It was his first win since May 23rd. He had been slumping. In Sacktown, Tyler Soderstrom opened the game with a long home run and then closed it with a one-out RBI single walk-off style to give the A's the 5-4 11 inning win over the Braves. He went 3-for-5, Soderstrom, with four RBIs. His winning hit, getting the automatic runner Brent Rooker home. The Braves have lost 11 of 14. In Anaheim, Marcus Semien went 4-for-5, and Corey Seager hit a two-run single in a seven-run third inning to help the Rangers rout the Angels 11-4 and get the split of that four-game set. Corbin allowed two runs and seven hits with six strikeouts and five innings to win his second straight start. Jacob Latz allowed a run over 3 1/3 in relief with six strikeouts. Semien had three hits with an RBI and two runs scored in the first three innings. Seager went 2-for-3 as seven of nine starters drove in at least a run for Texas during their 13-hit outburst. We hit the over in that game. By the way, we had four tickets going last night and cashed all four of them, the last being San Diego, 4-3 over the Diamondbacks. Tatis and Machado hit leadoff home runs. Ring the bell. We had both of them hitting home runs last night. And Machado led off the fifth inning with his 16th homer to give the Padres a 3-2 lead. Sheets then singled to chase the starter Rodriguez, and Bogarts doubled off the reliever Murillo to score Sheets. Padres get it done. We cash another ticket. Everybody's happy. Check out. Ooh. Now let's look at Friday through Sunday and all the games that are going to be played. All right, the Guardians and White Sox are going to play too because they got washed last night. On the south side in the Windy City at, we like to call it Comiskey again. So they're playing at 3:10 today, Allen and Smith. And then they're going to play another game at 8:10. So day-night doubleheader. The second game is Williams against Cannon Cameras. All right, let's look at the rest. 7:05 Cubs, Yankees in the Bronx, Flexen and Rodon. 7:05 Marlins and O's at Camden, Cabrera against Coffee and Kramer. Rockies and Reds at Great American, Marquez and Chase Burns. 7:10 on Apple TV, Mariners and Tigers at Comerica, Castillo and Scooble. 7:10 Rays and Red Sox at Fenway, Rasmussen against Dobbins. 8:10 Mets and Royals in Kansas City, Senga against Waka Waka Waka. 8:10 Skeens Day, Pirates and Twins at Target, Skeens against Joe Ryan. 8:10 Rangers and Astros in Houston, Leiter against McCullers. 8:10 Nats and Brewers in Milwaukee, Parker never loses against Priester. 8:15 Braves and Cards at Busch Beer, Big John Holmes against Libertore. 9:38 on Apple TV, Diamondbacks and Angels, Nelson and Anderson. 9:40 on MLB Network, Phillies and Padres at Petco, Suarez against Burgert. 10:05 Jays and A's in Sacktown, Scherzer and Severino. I like Scherzer there. 10:15 MLB Network, Dodgers and Giants renew their rivalry in the city. Dustin May against Logan, spinning a web there. Now let's look at Saturday's games around the show. They start at 1:05 on MLB Network, Cubs and Yankees in the Bronx, Boyd, Oil Can Boyd against Freed Chicken. 1:10 MLB Network, regionally, Mariners and Tigers in Detroit. Kirby's Dreamland against Larry Mize. 210 Pirates and Twins at Target. Burrows for the Bucks. Nobody for the Twins yet. 215 Braves and Cardinals. Nobody for the Braves. Fetty Cheese for the Cardinals. 405 Marlins and Orioles at Camden. He's got junk against Rogers for the O's. 405 Dodgers and Giants. Otani against Raup. 410 Rockies and Reds and Cincy Blaylock. Mookie Blaylock against Lounge Singer. 410 Rays and Red Sox. Boz against Don't Call Me Davy Crockett Crochet. Guardians and White Sox at 410 on the south side. Bybee against Burke the goalie. 410 Mets and Royals at the K in Kansas City. Montas against Lorenzen. 410 Nats and Brewers in Milwaukee. Ogasasulalulishigluguluguara against Woodruff. Rangers and Astros on Fox at 7:35 Saturday Night Baseball. DeGrom against Valdez in a great one. 7:35 Phillies and Padres regionally on Fox. Wheeler against you, Darvish. 9:38 Diamondbacks and Angels at the Big A. Gallon of milk against Kikuchi. Excuse me. 10:05 MLB Network. Blue Jays and A's. Gausman against Lopez in Sacktown. All right, let's take a look at Sunday's games. 1:35 MLB Network, Cubs and Yankees and Abroxy Minaga against Warren Miller Films. 1:35 Marlins and O's at Camden, Yuri Perez against Burt Young. 1:35 MLB Network, Rays and Red Sox at Fenway, Pepio against Bayo, Scott Bayo. 1:40 Rockies and Reds, Gomber Stomble against Nick Martinez. 1:40 Mariners and Tigers in Detroit, Gilbert Grape against Flaherty. 2:10 Guardians and White Sox in Chicago, Cantillo against Savale. 2:10 Mets and Royals at the K, Mets undecided, Cameron Diaz for the Royals. 2:10 Pirates and Twins, Helen Keller against Woods Richardson. 2:10 Rangers and Astros in Houston, Eovaldi and Hunter Brown in a good one. 2:10 Nats and Brewers, Irvin against Peralta in Brewtown. 2:15 Braves and Cards at Busch. Braves are undecided. Sonny Gray, a win for the Cardinals. 4:05 on Roku, Dodgers and Giants at Oracle. Yamamoto against Robbie Ray in a good one. 4:05 Jays and A's in Sacktown. Barrios against Springswater. 4:07 Diamondbacks and Angels at the A. Merrill Lynch Kelly against Soriano. And 4:10 Phillies and Padres at Petco. Dirty Sanchez against Pivetta. There's all of your baseball through the weekend. Don't forget, the Home Run Derby is Monday. The All-Star Game is Tuesday. All of that in Atlanta. Don't forget the men's semis at Wimbledon. Fritz against Alcaraz. Sinner against the Joker. All that this morning. I'm live today on a pain-free Friday at 3 to 6 East on SportsGrid TV, the SportsGrid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at SportsGrid-Live. We're on all new smart TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. If you have one of those TVs, search SportsGrid on it, and you'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM channel 159. That's 159. We're also on Sports Byline USA on the radio. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass. Everybody's making fat stacks of money. How about this? Yesterday, on Thursday, we went 6-0. And how about the last 2 days? 11-1. And this happens all the effing time. We're constantly cashing tickets. We're great at betting. We got AI betting. We got it all. We got elite plays, max profit plays, profit plays. Make sure you watch the videos, the max profit play video and the profit play video for all those picks. And get the elite play on the app. Sign up today. You won't regret it. It's well worth it. It's not expensive. It's a great price for the amount of tickets that you'll be cashing. Plus, there's great shows on the app. Yeah, we have, like, shows on the app, like Jim Florentine comedy specials. Check it out. You're going to love it. Tell your friends about it, too. I'll see you at 3 today on Coast to Coast. Check out. Ooh.
It It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.